About 18 years ago, my mother had a massive brain hemorrhage as the result of an AVM bursting. Prior to that, she'd been the director of special events at Johns Hopkins University and had kind of orchestrated every Christmas, pretty much everything, but every Christmas was a very well-orchestrated special event in our family. And after after years of getting used to having someone kind of make sure every detail was perfect for Christmas, something that you saw in the store in June was going to be under the tree, she remembered that you liked it, she'd not hesitate to call all over the country for the specific color, the size, and it was a lot of pressure for me when I became an adult to try and start having Christmas, and as I had children, the need to create the perfect Christmas, it's big. It's really big. So I decided that my then 9-year-old daughter, the oldest of our three daughters, should definitely sing in the Christmas pageant program at the church, and we would all go and support her. And as we were getting ready to leave to go to church that night, our middle daughter told us, who was 7 years old, that she felt really sick and wasn't up to going. Sorry, I had no idea it was a theme tonight. But we quickly called a friend who we knew was available on short notice on Christmas Eve at 5 o'clock and asked her if she'd come over and sit with the middle daughter. So we went to the church chorus, and I'm very annoyed because part of my perfect production did not include not having all my children in church with me at that moment. So, and I didn't tell my mother. Unfortunately, a side effect of the brain hemorrhage was mental illness, and gradually there was paranoia, which actually served us really well that night later. But we got home from church and found out that our daughter had progressed and could actually not stand up straight. And I quickly called a friend who was an ER nurse who told us there were three things we needed to do to determine if it was appendicitis, but all she had to do was tell me that, and I knew it was. So we did the three things, and sure enough, we found ourselves on the way to the hospital with the 9-year-old saying, "How is Santa Claus gonna like get to the hospital and the house?" I can tell you, my mother never had to deal with any of that, and I was really stressed out about how Santa Claus was gonna do that. And we went to the hospital, and sure enough, this child needed emergency surgery, and there she was, this precious 7-year-old girl in her completely flammable red Cindy Lou Who with the lace, little white hair like this big on the gurney going down the hall, and the surgeon's following her with his box of tools because this particular surgeon had his own little tiny box of special tools to operate. And It was a big deal on Christmas Eve, and they showed me the really crappy cot that I was going to get to sleep on right next to her bed, all the while wondering how Santa was going to show up for the three kids at home. And we made it through the night. We made it through the surgery. The local sorority had donated all kinds of toys to the pediatric ward, and it was the year that no one could get the Tickle Me Elmo. Score! We got the Tickle Me Elmo for the girls, because the only other child there was a 7-month-old that had brain surgery, and so we kind of... Anyway, we came home. We were she was released from the hospital at lunchtime that afternoon, and we came home, and I came home to a family expecting to have some sort of a Christmas. And it turned out that in my mom's paranoia, she was afraid that I either wouldn't invite her to Christmas or that my food wouldn't be good enough. And she had actually purchased an entire Christmas dinner the day before. And when we called her and told her we weren't going to be having Christmas dinner, she said, "I have Christmas dinner." Of course she did, even with a brain hemorrhage that made her unable to do her job. She brought a complete Christmas dinner from the local market. And the daughter that had the emergency appendectomy is named Noelle.
Kelly Chesser.